Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
And welcome into the final hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. A little bit later in the hour, Skillsy, Hal Gill, he's returned to Nashville from the back-to-back road wins for the Predators, calling them with Pete Weber. Predators back in action tomorrow night against Vegas. TSU night, the big agreement with Tennessee State, raising $1 million of funds that are going to be earmarked for young people who need financial assistance to continue their academic careers. A really good gesture partnership that they announced yesterday. And, of course, a big, big game tomorrow against the Golden Knights. In the meantime, it is time for Pick Six. Darren and Chase absent today. Chase finishing up his last day off. He'll be back with us on Monday. Darren has the voice on rest mode today. And so he has submitted the question silently.
You do it via the text line?
Will he text in his picks? Oh, well, actually, he will text in his picks. But let's find out what the questions are, but let's back up. Elijah, let's get the scores from last week. As I took over for 1 week, the Pick Six questions.
This is the first week in which Willie has taken the lead over Darren, so now Darren's playing from behind. Chase a couple paces back. So we'll start off with Willie in his first week in the lead. He took Kansas to cover the 12.5-point spread against Tennessee. Didn't quite pan out, but that's one of few slip-ups Willie had last week. He took Kentucky against Texas Tech. Texas Tech was obviously favored, so the fact Kentucky won means Willie wins that game. The over-under on three-pointers, just kind of the wild card last week. The over-under on three-pointers made in the Belmont and Austin Peay State game was at 17.5. Both teams combined for 18. So Willie, luckily for him, gets the over. And he got that correct. Yes or no for the Pro Bowl? Derrick Henry score a touchdown? Derrick Henry did not score touchdowns. Running backs don't usually score a lot of touchdowns in Pro Bowls, and Willie got that one correct. And his top shelf for the week, what is more likely to happen? Shea Weber winning hardest shot? Or Roman Josi scoring a goal in the All-Star game? Well, the Central Division didn't do much for the goal-scoring category and really showing up in the All-Star game.
They made a great comeback initially. Got even, yeah. And then hit the wall.
Yeah. And,
they did a good job allowing other guys to score goals. The Pacific Division had a lot of guys score goals.
Yeah, that's almost kind of mirroring the Preds at some points this season. But Roman Josi did get an assist, but it was not a goal. He got a point, didn't necessarily get a goal. Willie took Shea to win hardest shot. That happened. He top-shelved it. Says 2 points for Willie. And then the last one, another wild card. We had a couple of really interesting ones. Had to get creative last week. On Monday's game between the Preds and Maple Leafs, which line or which combination, not line or combination, would have the most points? It was A, Roman Josi and Ryan Johansson, B, Matt Duchene, Victor Arvidsson, C, the three Swedes, or D, Mitch Marner and John Tavares for the Leafs. That was a tie between B and C, Duchene and Arvi, and the Swedes. They both had two, and Willie took C. So a great week for Willie. That improves his total, which was at 87 last week. Got 6 points this week to bring him to 93 overall. Now, Darren.
Six-pointer?
That was a six-pointer.
Six-pointer is a good week. That's a good week.
Yeah. Only missed Kansas and Tennessee. Yeah. So that's a
I did author the questions.
It's a good
That was agreed upon by the staff. So
You're the new commissioner,
too. No controversy.
Too.
Yeah, I am the commissioner now.
That's another storyline for Pick 6 last week, is that not only do we have a new leader, we have a new commissioner.
But Darren did have this sidebar that he would author the questions for Super Bowl week. He kept that.
And then it's you from here on out.
This is what I hear.
That's how
ready.
I understood
it. I'm ready for that assignment.
Yeah, so that's how I understood it. But speaking of Darren, last week, planned from behind, took UT, and that was his top shelf, so that he's off to a good start. He took Kentucky. He did the under on the three-pointers between Belmont and Austin Peay. The only one to take the under on that. He said yes for Derrick Henry scoring a touchdown. Didn't necessarily happen. Shea Weber, he did take to win the hardest shot contest, which he does almost every time he's there. And then he also took C, the three Swedes, which was the tie, in the last one. And that brings Darren's total to 5. So that makes his grand total for the entire contest at 91. So Willie gained a point. You now have a 2-point lead on Darren. And then Chase, unfortunately, for the artist formerly known as the Constable, he took UT, which he got right. And then he kind of almost hits a wall. Took Texas Tech. Texas Tech got beat. Took the over on the three-pointers, which he was correct. But said yes for Derrick Henry scoring a touchdown, and he top-shelved it.
Oops.
He then said Roman Yossi would score a goal in the All-Star game rather than Shea Weber winning hardest shot. And then last but not least, he took Roman Yossi and Ryan Johansson. They did not get a single point in Monday's game. Chase had a 2-point week, which brings him from 82 to 84. He is now 9 behind you, 7 behind Darren, and that is the results of last week.
Outstanding. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll unveil the picks for this week. If you want to jump in early and get ready, we'll take your phone call so you can make your Pick 6 picks for Super Bowl Sunday. There will be a lot of Super Bowl. In fact, is it all Super Bowl? I'm looking. Yes, they are all Super Bowl related this week. So we'll have some fun. Might give you a little extra energy as you watch the Super Bowl. 737-1025. You want to play Pick 6? By the way, if you can win the contest, Post Malone tickets. Really nice prize this week. Stay tuned. We're coming back to unveil the questions here on 102.5 The Game. All right, Pick 6 time. We got Elijah back there multitasking, and he's taking your phone calls because remember, if you call on air and make your Pick 6 picks, you get 2 top shelf picks. So jump in, 737-1025. All right, we are ready to commence with the big voice guy. Got to do this right.
Number one.
All right, Darren McFarland authoring these from, I don't know, bedside, couch side, as he rests the voice today. Let's just get right to it. Super Bowl. 49ers Chiefs. I don't know if it's a 545. Is it 547? 5, okay.
530.
Chiefs favored by 1.5. So who you got?
I am taking the Chiefs.
You're taking
Chiefs. I think it's a tight game, but I think the Chiefs win, and at 1.5, it's almost pick 'em. So I'll take Chiefs.
All right. I'm going 49ers. I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I am rooting for the Chiefs, but I just think the 49ers have more of a complete package. What did the guy call it? We had a great guest, Bonte Hill, the radio host for the 49ers radio. And what was the Garoppolo-no throws?
The Garoppolo-no.
The Garoppolo-no throws. He said we have to avoid those because he does make those. He did throw, 13 interceptions? Yeah. And that has been at times an issue for them to go with that great running game, the great defense, et cetera. Yeah. But I'm going with him. If he has that kind of day, though, that's exactly what the Chiefs need. Because I believe Mahomes is ironclad. I mean, he is going to play well in this game. I would be stunned if he doesn't. But
agreed.
It may not be as easy for him with that 49er defense. So, do we have the picks from do you have handy, Elijah, the picks from Chase and Darren?
Indeed, I have them both. Okay. And Chase McCabe is going Chiefs. And then Darren is going Chiefs, and he's going to top shelf it.
He's been confident all week. He's been talking the talk all week. He's going to walk the walk. I'm not surprised by that pick at all. All right.
Number two,
who has more receiving yards? The two tight ends going head-to-head. Ooh. These are the all-world tight ends. George Kittle, Nashville resident in the offseason, or Travis Kelce?
I'm going Kelce because I think the Chiefs are going to win, and I think Mahomes throws for more yards, so I think it's going to be Kelce.
This is going to go could go a number of different ways. I will go with Kelce as well because I think Kittle's biggest attribute is as a blocker, and I think for the 49ers to win, they're going to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to run it well. Kittle's going to have his catch. I will go with Kelce, though. Kelce is the pick.
All right, you go with Kelce. Chase goes Travis Kelce as well. He agrees, and so does Darren.
Ooh.
All in agreement.
A sweep.
A sweep for Kelce.
Number All right. three.
Number three, Jimmy Garoppolo passing attempts. This goes in line with how often do they have to throw.
Mm-hmm.
Over or under 27.5?
Under.
Under 27.5. So you think they will be able to control the ball, etc.?
Yes. Hmm. I think they'll be in the game enough that they're not going to have to throw.
One thing
it's
I think about.
It's a bad recipe if they go over.
Yeah.
That means they're down.
One of the things I think about a lot is, what is this going to be a high possession game? Like, is this going to be a game that the Chiefs get that fast break offense, they score quick, which they can?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the 49er defense going to be able to make them drive the field? That's what the Titans were
right.
making them do. The problem is they still scored.
Did it.
They still scored.
Yeah, that was the most impressive thing, I think.
And they kept the ball. I mean, if anything, it was the Chiefs playing keep away from the Titans
right.
in the second half of the game, even though in the first half it was working great for the Titans. Everything, the table was set. I loved where it was going.
Yeah.
So what do I say? I'll say under.
You're going with the under?
I'm going under. I'm putting too many eggs in the sometimes you can be smart and, you know, sort of hedge your bets and make sure you're going to get a couple out of these. I'm going all in on the 49ers. I'll say under.
All right, going all in on the Niners. Well, Chase will agree with you. He will also take the under. And Darren, who he's a couple points behind you, he's going to have to catch up. Yeah. This could be where he does it. He has taken the over on this one.
He's going over. All right, so we disagree on this. All right.
Number four.
Number four is Patrick Mahomes passing yards, and we've played this game before. Over or under 299.5. 299.5. So basically, is it going to throw for 300? Which seems like he does every game.
So close right, last so what, game against
so
the Titans.
Let's get Darren and Chase's picks first on this one.
All right, we'll start off. Let's go with Chase. Chase is going over, and that's going to be his top shelf. He is banking on Pat Mahomes showing out in the Super Bowl. And for Darren, Darren is going under 299.5 yards.
I will also say under because I think if you look week in and week out, he hasn't thrown for as many yards as you think. If you look at, he's been very effective.
Right.
And he did have, what did he pass for, 466 or something against the Texans.
But they were down 24-0 and had to throw that.
Yeah. I just don't think it's going to be that kind of game.
I agree.
So I'm going under.
I'm going under.
I think he'll be effective. I think he might have to run a few times.
I think he's going to throw for like 291 again. I mean, he's going to have a very nice day, but I don't think he goes over 300.
Number five.
Number five, Raheem Mostert, the emerging star. Or is he? I don't know. Or could he be Tim Smith in a few years? Remember Tim Smith, 200-something yards in the Super Bowl way back in the day for the Redskins? Never really heard from him again. But he is the hot guy. What about his rushing yards? Over or under 99.5?
You want to start off with Jason Darren? All right, we'll start off with Darren this time. Darren is going under rushing yards for Raheem Mostert, and so is Chase. They are both in agreeance.
I'm going to go over. Mm-hmm.
You go over.
I'm going to go over.
Here's the question. Are they going to resume with 2 weeks off? You know, they have a couple other good running backs that can run. Matt Breida has had some pretty good games.
Sure.
Tevin Coleman's a good running back. Part of the reason Mostert had all the yards is because didn't Coleman get hurt during the game or got banged up?
Knocked out, yeah.
Have they just decided Mostert is going to be the man now? Or are they going to go back to what they were doing throughout the whole year?
We'll see.
That's the question. I'll go under.
Number six.
Super Bowl MVP. A, Mahomes and Garoppolo, you get that pair, or B, the field.
You like these field picks.
I love the field. I love the, and I just got to stick with my philosophy that I've had for a number of years. I will go with the field, even though, man, there's pretty strong odds. I think the Mahomes odds are almost like even. Like if you go to some of these prop bet websites or whatever?
I think he's winning it because I think the Chiefs are winning. So I'll go with Mahomes. I'd just take him if I had to. So I don't really care about the Garoppolo part.
So you just that's just gravy for you.
Okay.
Fine. What do the boys say?
They're going with the quarterbacks, which in historically speaking in the Super Bowl for MVP, more than likely to win it statistically. So they're playing it safe. They're going with the QBs.
They're taking the QBs. Yeah, statistically, if you look year in and year out, do we know the number? Like of the 53, has it been 53 Super Bowls?
Yes, I mean 53. I can look that up. I'm curious to see
what
that number is.
How many have been won by a quarterback? It's at least half, if not more.
Yeah.
Oof. All right, I have to contemplate my top shelf here and give that to you in a moment. In the meantime, fill up the phone line, 737-1025. That's 615-737-1025. Remember, if you call in for your picks, you get the extra top shelf pick. So that increases your chances of winning the Post Malone tickets. So we have some lines open. I guarantee you this will add intrigue to your enjoyment of the Super Bowl. I'm a little surprised Darren did not go with something off the wall like the color Gatorade that the winning coach is going to receive. What color is it? You can bet on all these things.
Or the length of the national anthem. That's a popular one.
The length of the anthem, I think, is like 2 minutes and 1 second or something. You can very heavily wagered on. And then, obviously, the coin toss.
That's my favorite. All chance, baby. All chance.
Toss. All right. We'll stick with the six that Darren put out there and take your answers in a moment. 737-1025, pick six, coming up next. All right, time to play pick six. The lines are ready to rock. Remember, you can go to our website and play this as well. Post Malone tickets. This is not Post Malone playing. I think I recognize this tune. You might hear this from time to time in an arena or a stadium. Or like every arena and stadium.
Would be an interesting Post Malone cover if you happen to do that.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind hearing that. Post Malone, good stuff, by the way. This is a prime prize. Okay, let's see where the people decide to go here. We're going to start it off with Logan. Logan, let's just pick the game first. 49ers, Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 1.5, and give me your game total.
All right, well, I'm like my heart says Chiefs, but my head's rolling with the Sharps in Vegas. So give me the 49ers on that one.
Can you confirm that the Sharps or the Sharks or both are going... The smart money is on the 49ers? Do you have sources telling you this?
Yeah, my buddy that lives out in Vegas, he said 69% of the public is on the Chiefs, but the line hasn't moved at all, so that tells him the Sharks are all on the 49ers.
Wow, the Sharps and the Sharks. Very nice.
All of them.
Okay, and your game total?
Game total, I'll take under 54, so let's go 51.
You go 51, all right. Question two. Who has more receiving yards? Which of these great tight ends, George Kittle or Travis Kelce?
Top shelf Kelce.
Top shelf Kelce. All right. Jimmy Garoppolo passing attempts, over or under 27.5?
Well, if the 49ers are going to win, they're going to do it on the ground. So under top shelf Jimmy Garoppolo.
Under top shelf. Patrick Mahomes passing yards, over, under 299.5.
Give me the over.
Over. Raheem Mostert, rushing yards, over, under 99.5.
I think Matt Breida has a big day, so I'll take the under for Mostert and the field for MVP.
You got the field for the MVP. All right, well done, Logan. Very efficient. You are documented and ready to roll. 737-1025. If you want to jump in, we're going to get as many as we can in this next long segment, and then we will finish the show with Skillsy. Hal Gill will be our closer. Who's the tallest closer that you remember? Like, Dave Rigetti was pretty tall. Like, who?
Yeah. I'm
trying to think of tall closers. Skillsy.
He'd
be intimidating. You know, coming to throw the ninth inning? That'd be good. All right, let's go next to Mark. Mark, welcome to the show. And pick six, give me your pick. 49ers, Chiefs. Chiefs by 1.5.
I'll take the Chiefs. That'll be my top shelf.
And your game total?
63.
More receiving yards, George Kittle, Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce, and that'll be my top shelf, too.
Okay, that will be top shelf number two. Jimmy Garoppolo, passing attempts, over or under 27.5?
I'm going to say over.
You're going over. Patrick Mahomes, passing yards, over, under 299.5.
I'm going to say over.
Over. Raheem Mostert, rushing yards, over or under 99.5?
I'm going to say under for that.
Gotcha. And Super Bowl MVP, the quarterbacks, Mahomes and Garoppolo, or B, the field?
The quarterbacks.
You're taking the quarterbacks.
Yes, sir.
All right, we got you, Mark. Thanks a lot for calling. 737-1025 is the phone number if you want to jump in. Let's go next to Jason on line four. All right, Jason, give me your pick for the game. 49ers plus 1.5 against the Chiefs.
Give me the Chiefs. Make that my top shelf and 52 total points.
You got it. More receiving yards, Kittle or Kelce?
Give me Kelce.
You're going Kelce. He seems to be the consensus pick here.
I think that's an easy one. Given how the
oh, by
two
the way,
teams
I,
are made
I still got to document my top shelf, don't I? Been contemplating that. All right, Jimmy Garoppolo passing attempts, over or under 27.5?
Give me under.
All right, Patrick Mahomes passing yards, over or under 299.5?
Give me over.
Over. Raheem Mostert rushing yards, over or under 99.5?
Over.
Over. And Super Bowl MVP, the quarterbacks or the field?
Give me the quarterbacks and make that my second top shelf.
You got it. All right, thanks a lot. And we did get your game total, right?
Yeah, 52 points.
52, got it. All right, 737-1025. Next up is Al. All right, Al, who you got for your Super Bowl winner? Let's get it cranking. 49ers or Chiefs?
Let's go 49ers. 50 total points.
50 total points, 49ers plus 1.5.
Yes.
More receiving yards among these all-world tight ends, Kittle or Kelce?
Let's mix it up. Let's go Kittle.
You're going Kittle. Jimmy G, passing attempts, over or under 27.5?
Under double top. Under double top.
Under double top.
Wow.
First double top of the day. Patrick Mahomes, passing yards, over, under 299.5.
Under.
Under. Raheem Mostert, rushing yards, over or under 99.5?
Under.
Under. And document this, Elijah. For me, I didn't give you my top shelf. It will be Mostert under 99.5. I like the idea of the committee. I like the idea of the committee. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's what I think, yep.
Super Bowl MVP, the quarterbacks or the field?
I'm going to stick with the QBs. I think that is the trend every year. I'm going to go QBs.
We got to find out. Okay, and we have both your we have the double top shelf, and you got your game total, so you are documented. You are in. Thank you, Al.
Thank you.
737-1025 if you want to jump in. And the clock is ticking. We'll get as many of you as we can in the next few minutes here. Tim is up next. Tim, who you got? Super Bowl 54.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Chiefs Kingdom, 34-21. So Chiefs and 55 points.
55 and the Chiefs minus 1.5. All right?
You got it.
More receiving yards among the tight ends, Kittle or Kelce?
Kelce all day.
Kelce all day. I thought about the other top shelf I was thinking was Kelce for more yards.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it.
That would probably be mine.
Jimmy G, passing attempts, over, under 27.5?
Under 27.5.
Under. Most people going under here. Patrick Mahomes passing yards, over, under 299.5.
Over. I think he's going to have to come back like he did against Tennessee and Houston. Over.
Okay, so he's going to have to chuck it. All right, Raheem Mostert rushing yards, over or under 99.5?
Under 99.5, double top shelf.
Ooh, very confident, very confident. And the MVP, would you take the two quarterbacks or do you take the field?
I'm going with the two quarterbacks, specifically one. Let's go, Patrick Mahomes.
I like it.
He is the overwhelming favorite to win it. Tim, you're in. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, enjoy the Super Bowl. Next up, let's go to Justin. Let's see what he has in his mind. 49ers, Chiefs, Justin. Let's get it started.
Give me the Chiefs.
You got the Chiefs. -1.5 in your game total.
57.
57. More receiving yards among these two tight ends, Kittle or Kelce?
Give me Kelce.
You got Kelce. Jimmy G, passing attempts, over or under 27.5?
Under.
Under. Patrick Mahomes, passing yards, over or under 299.5?
Give me over double top shelf.
Ooh. Over double top shelf for Patrick Mahomes. Raheem Mostert, rushing yards, over or under 99.5?
I'm going to go over.
You're going to go over. You say he's going big. All right. And then finally, the MVP, the two quarterbacks, Mahomes and Garoppolo, or the field? Everybody else?
I think you got to go quarterbacks.
Going quarterbacks. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Did you ultimately go with the quarterbacks, or did you go field?
I went
you
field. I just always go field.
Yeah.
Almost always. I don't do it every day. But, so we have, I think, a pretty strong consensus here amongst our callers. Chiefs, lean towards the Chiefs, right? More picks for the Chiefs.
Popular pick.
Not unanimous, but they lean towards the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The receiving yards, heavy lean towards Kelce over Kittle. Garoppolo passing attempts, heavy lean towards under 27.5. Patrick Mahomes passing yards has been a little more mixed, but more over than under, I think. If I remember correctly. Raheem Mostert, heavy lean towards under 99.5 yards. And the Super Bowl MVP, the quarterback's heavy lean that way.
The two over-under totals are the ones that really fascinate me here, because if the game plays out to be a very tight game, which I think a lot of people, whoever wins, if it turns out to be a competitive game, which most people think this shapes up to be, I think it means the 49ers are going to run the football and they're going to stay in the game, and Garoppolo is not going to have to throw more than 27 times. And I think it means that the Chiefs don't have to throw on every down. They're going to try and stay balanced, which probably keeps Mahomes under 300, but it probably means Kelce gets more yards than Kittle. So I think the 300 line, or the 299.5 on Mahomes, and the Mostert running line are the fascinating ones to me, because I think there's the most intrigue there.
Think about the career path that Mostert could be on if he has another big game. If he doesn't, it'll be just, hey, remember that time that Mostert had 200 yards in the championship game?
Yeah,
I wonder.
Like you said.
I wonder if he, just contractual wise, right? What's his next contract? He's been a guy that's bounced around, released a bunch of times.
Right.
He's been sort of just Joe average. I mean, not even average, right? He's been Joe practice squad a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, here's the guy we're thinking, can he run for 100 yards in the Super Bowl? But he's been that good.
You do it on this stage, and it definitely changes things.
All right, back to the phones. Next up, we've got Dave primed to make the picks. Dave,
hey, how you doing?
All right, Dave, what do you got on 49ers Chiefs? Just the game itself. Who wins?
Chiefs.
All right, Chiefs -1.5, and then your game total.
59.
59. Okay, so a pretty high-scoring game. What about receiving yardage? Who has more, Kittle or Kelce?
Kelce, so I'm going to try Kelce. And I'm going to make that a top shelf.
That will be a top shelf for you. Jimmy Garoppolo, passing attempts, over or under 27.5?
I'm going to go over on that. That's what I'm going to go. I'm going to go over.
All right. Patrick Mahomes, passing yardage, over or under 299.5?
Over.
Over. And then Mr. Mostert, rushing yards, over or under 99.5?
Under.
Under. And then Super Bowl MVP?
I'm going to go quarterbacks and top shelf it.
Top shelf for the QBs. Outstanding. Yes, all right, thanks a lot for joining us.
Have you a good day.
All right, let's move on to next up. We've got Johnson. Mr. Johnson.
Hello.
We've got 49ers Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Who you got?
I want Chiefs.
You take the Chiefs, and we need your point total.
Yeah. Let me think. I had it figured out. 24-31, be 56. I don't know. It's close.
56. Okay. Chiefs -1.5 with 56. Receiving yards, Kittle, Kelce?
I'm going to go Kelce.
All right. Kelce it is.
What's them top shelf things? I want to throw one of them in there.
You want it for Kelce?
Yeah, that'd be good.
You have two to use, so that's one. All right, okay. Jimmy Garoppolo passing attempts, over or under 27.5?
I'm going to say over.
Over. Gotcha. Patrick Mahomes passing yards, over or under 299.5?
Under.
Under, okay. Raheem Mostert, rushing yards for the 49ers, over or under 99.5?
Over.
Over. Super Bowl MVP, Mahomes and Garoppolo or the field?
Top shelf thing, field.
Take the field for the top shelf. Gotcha. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. You are locked in. All right, these two last callers we'll take and then move on to Skillsy, Hal Gill. So let me get to Trey and then Dave. Everybody else, you'll be we'll have to get you on our website, and you will make the picks there before the Super Bowl starts. All right, Trey, give me your winner, 49ers Chiefs.
Yeah, guys, I will take the Chiefs and give me 55 total points.
Chiefs, -1.5, 55 total. All right, Kittle or Kelce, receiving yards?
Got to go Kelce.
Kelce, overwhelming. We had maybe one vote for Kittle?
Do we even have that?
I think one guy.
Okay.
I think it was
we
one.
We have one, yeah.
Jimmy G, passing attempts, over, under 27.5?
Over. They're going to be playing from behind. He's got to throw the ball.
All right, and with that in mind, Patrick Mahomes, passing yards, over, under 299.5?
Over. He's lighting it up.
Okay. Raheem Mostert, rushing yardage.
Under. They got to pass the ball. He's not going to get it. And I like committee, so.
Under 99.5. Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, and top shelf that one. Pardon me. Top shelf that, please.
You got under for top shelf for Mostert. And Super Bowl MVP, Mahomes and Garoppolo or the field?
Got to go QBs. Top shelf that one, too, please.
You got it. All right. Thanks a lot. Good luck to you, Trey. And then finally, we've got Dave P., our last caller of the afternoon. Okay, here we go, Dave.
I'll take the Chiefs.
You got the Chiefs. -1.5. Your game total?
Let's go 55.
55. Receiving yardage, Kittle or Kelce?
I'll go Kelce and top shelf that one.
Top shelf for Kelce. Jimmy G, passing attempts, over under 27.5?
Under.
All right, and then we got an over-under for Mahomes passing yards, 299.5.
Under.
Mostert rushing yards, over-under 99.5.
Under.
And then the Super Bowl MVP.
I'll take the quarterbacks because they've won it the last, they've won it 28 times. I also top shelf that one.
All right. 28 is the number, so it is over
50%. 28 of 53, huh?
Yes.
And then the odd year, it's a random guy, you know, a defensive back who makes a couple interceptions.
Jackson.
Dexter Jackson is the most famous. Jake Scott one
Malcolm
year way back.
Smith.
Yep, you just never know.
No.
You never know. That's why I like the field. Dave P., thank you very much. Great job. And thank you to all of you that are playing Pick 6. Enjoy the Super Bowl. When we come back, Skillsy, the closer, the big man, will be on the mound to talk a little hockey, Predators, and the Golden Knights tomorrow night in a big, big game. Stay tuned. On the home stretch of our Friday show here on 102.5 The Game, Darren Donick and Chase. Predators, back-to-back wins on the two-game road trip, both in dramatic fashion. Both, I think, caused me to have a ton of anxiety as I was watching. It was interesting perspective sitting on your couch watching the back-and-forth that was taking place. And Nashville got it done, and it sets the table for a big Saturday night matchup against the Golden Knights. Hal Gill, radio analyst for the Predators, right here on 102.5 The Game, joins us. Skillsy, welcome back.
Nice to be back in Nashville after that big long road trip to Washington and Jersey.
Yeah, that was kind of a whirlwind there. But how as you've watched the process here of John Hines putting in his system, trying to hit the refresh button, get more out of the best players, get the most out of the team as a whole, What do you see with this? Because they certainly weren't perfect in the two games, but they just found a way. They had that battle level that they needed to get the 4 points.
Yeah, well, you know what? Going, you know, for a lot of this year, going into, you know, the firing and John Hines coming in, I was kind of looking around saying the defensive zone needs to be better, and you need to have the top six guys start making plays. And I think the defense was better. It's still not perfect. They still have their gaps. But it's going in the right direction. And then last couple nights, guys are making plays. I mean, that's the bottom line. You have four sniping, scoring goals. Like, Ramlin has been fantastic. I really like his game. So you got guys coming around, and they're on the top six, and that's going to find you ways to win. And so, yeah, it hurt your heart watching the Preds. It was tough. It was an emotional roller coaster. But in the end, 4 points on the road is pretty good. And now, you know, you blink and they're in great position. Now they have a chance to get back in the playoffs with a win on Saturday.
I want to get you to talk a little more in detail about what you just mentioned. Mikhail Granlund, right? Here's a guy in the last year of his contract. The storyline is pretty obvious that when they traded for him, he hasn't put up the big numbers in terms of goals and assists. But it was a good example last night of what impact he can have on a team. He didn't get any points, but he played 23 minutes, and he just did so much great stuff. Everywhere you looked, he was digging in there, you know, screening the goalie, you know, creating traffic, pressure, havoc in front of the net. He was on the penalty kill. He made a lot of great defensive plays. He has been outstanding these last few games.
I was nice to see him killing penalties, and had a great stick and forced a couple of great plays. So, you know what? When I look at him, when he's leaning, and when he's leaning, he plays well. And what I mean by leaning is when he gets the puck and he's about to make a move, he gets low and he drives. And that's when he's so effective. And he's been doing that. You know, he's going one way, he cuts the other way. And as a defenseman, if you're trying to contain him and he gets low and he gets a push, he's just too strong and he has low center of gravity, he pushes through, it's tough to stop him. And that's what he's been doing a lot more of. I give Johansson and Duchesne a lot of credit too, because I think you have to respect all three of those guys on that line. They're turning the table and they're swapping his own time. They're making some cycles, and really all three guys are moving their feet. But when I see that lean from Granlin, I can tell he means business. And the last two games, he's been solid.
What did you think of Duchesne on the wing, specifically with Johansson? Because that's an interesting line just from a storyline perspective as much as anything, because those are two guys that have been in the spotlight. They need to produce. They both made huge plays on this road trip. But Duchesne and Johansson together.
Yeah, you know what? I had a conversation with him before the game, and we were talking about, you know, I think he'd rather be a centerman. That's kind of his natural position. But if he's going to be a winger, I think there's a good system. It's a little different where the first man back in the zone is going to be that low center support. So if he gets back first, he becomes that center. If Johansson gets back, he becomes that center. And even Granlund, who's played center at times, he's going to fill in that role. So I feel like they're all comfortable with playing that low position. And so it kind of takes the weight off it. There's a left and a right center, so you can match up on your draws, which is another aspect that I think he likes. But if you can find a chemistry with a good player, and you can go out there and make plays, and they were good. It was funny. There was a few times during last night's game where they're just packed in tight together. It was like three guys within 20 feet of each other, and they're just making the small little passes, a little escape plays, and then they're generating scoring chances from it with a burst to the net. So I like the way they played together. I think if they stick with it and they give it some time, I think Hines is going to see that line kind of grow. And, you know, how nice was it to see Duchesne score off the rush? You know,
that was great.
That was something that we haven't seen too much of. And if you want to win games, you need goals like that. I know it's, you say, okay, the goalie might have, should have stopped that. It bounced off the defenseman, whatever it is. But that was a big goal at the time, and you need those.
We're talking with Hal Gill. Hal, I want to stick on the Ryan Johansson topic for a moment. And I think a lot of people made maybe too much of it on Monday night when he didn't see a lot of action late, only played 10 minutes, and some of the comments from John Hines after the game. One, do you think that was John Hines, the new coach, trying to send a message to Joey in the way that played out on Monday night? And two, how do you think he responded?
It's funny. The way he did it, I mean, obviously, yeah, he's sending a message. If he plays a guy like Johansson, if he only plays 10 minutes, everyone knows the message is sent. But the way he handled it, John Hines is very honest and very upfront. And if you talk to Johansson, he'd agree with him. You know, if you want to play big minutes, you got to play like the big dog, and you got to play better. And so Hines was upfront with it. He was honest with the media. He was honest with Johansson. And I think Joey kind of, you have to respect that. You know, he says you're not playing well, let's play. Well, he's the coach. He decides who's playing. So you have to respect that. But I really did like the response going into Washington where they knew they were going to need a big game from him. He got a big goal. I think he's been good defensively all year, but you need production from a guy who's going to take up that much of your salary and who's going to take up that many minutes. You need production. So, it's nice to see it come around. And he had that jam in and around the net and played hard. So, you know, I think message was sent and message was received.
It's been very clear all year that the Predators have had a plan for their goaltenders and the way they've both played. I think they've leaned even more heavily on the system of going back and forth. But as we get down to the stretch run here, 32 games left to the finish and you're trying to make the playoffs, is it important for one of those guys, either Pekka or UC Saros, to really emerge and kind of become the guy, or you know, at least 1-1A out of this, as opposed to the tandem that they've done for much of the season?
Yeah, this is the kind of the funny part about it is I don't think you need a guy, but it sure would be nice if one guy just said, this is my game and I'm not giving up goals when I get my chance, so that you say it's obvious, you know? Like it should, when it's not a coaching decision, that's when you know it's the right way, the right decision, where you say, all right, Pekka just had 3 shutouts in a row and then a 1-goal game and then another 1-goal game. You know, if he throws out something like that running down the stretch, then you say, all right, this guy's he wants the job and he deserves it. It gets tricky when, you know, if it's 2 or 3 goals a game and you're not really sure which one to go with and who's the hot hand. So I think they probably split right down to the end the way they've both played. But, you know, in the end, Pekka has a ton of experience. He's been through a lot, and I think he's your guy until someone steps up. If Saros steps up and says, it's my job, then it's his. And Pekka will know that, too. He'll say, hey, good way to go, kid. You earned it.
Hal, I want to ask you about one more guy in our final question. I got about a minute for you here. But Kyle Turris is playing a lot more in a bigger role. I see him on the penalty kill. How do you think he has adapted here to John Hines' system? He looks like he's getting a shot here to be a big factor.
Yeah, and they're using him the right way. I love him on the power play. I think he's one of the best on the team at that half-ball position. He's looking for high tips to Smith. He's looking for quick plays. He had the quick back-and-forth with Forsberg that allowed that pass over to Granlund in Washington. Just smart plays, just quick. He's not thinking. And then, you know, defensively, he knows what penalty power plays are looking for. And so he's on the penalty kill. He really can anticipate the play and knows where to be. So, and then he's grinding, too. He's not messing around. He's in on the forecheck. You know, he got a penalty the other night because I didn't even like it. But he was heavy on the forecheck. I'll take that. I like that when he's going like that. And he can make plays. So I think you need him involved in. And Hines has done a good job integrating him and getting him involved because, you know, he was in the doghouse for a long time with Laviolette. So a nice revival for him.
Hal, we will see you tomorrow night at the arena. Actually, I'll see you in the morning, I think. But one way or the other, Predators and the Golden Knights, welcome back. Thanks for your insight.
Yeah, about time you get back to work, Willie.
Yeah, really. I've been on the boondoggle here. I've just been hanging out doing nothing here, just watching middle school basketball and enjoying myself here. I will get back to work.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Yeah. So for Mace and I and Kara and Lindsay, for that matter, we've had one game in 2 weeks.
Almost
pretty
two
much.
Weeks, yeah.
One call of a game. So
welcome back.
I got to rev the batteries back up. Yeah. Bye week is over. All right. Here we go. All right. Everybody enjoy what's coming up next. We've got the Jared and the GM show. Robbie Stanley is in the backdrop. He will be hosting with Floyd today, getting you ready for the Super Bowl. Steve, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
All right, Steve Lamon, News Channel 5. Hope you enjoyed the show. Elijah, we'll talk to you later. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.